17-hour prison strike and takeover has shocked officials and Brazilians used to the worst in its prison system. Around 60 people were killed. Some were decapitated and dismembered in a battle for supremacy over the cocaine trade in the Amazon city of Manaus. Simone Romero is Brazil bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. It's so great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on, John.
Put this in context. The prison system is always a source of violence and unrest, and actually an active political culture within the prison system. How do you rate this 17-hour prison strike in terms of what else is going on in the country?
Brazil's prison system is no stranger to riots, rebellions, or uprisings. These are frequent occurrences up and down the country in overcrowded prisons that are really teeming with inmates. Brazil has seen a huge increase in its prison population in recent years, with a lot of people being rounded up on minor drug offenses. And you've seen the burgeoning of these prison-based drug gangs that are operating from prisons around Brazil, especially in São Paulo, which is Brazil's largest and most populous state. But now you see this happening in more sparsely populated parts of the country, like the Amazon and the city of Manaus. And this riot, which lasted 17 hours, was just horrifying to many Brazilians, even people who may think that they have been hardened to seeing such violence in the country's prisons. You had inmates who were beheaded, their corpses, their dismembered corpses were thrown over the walls of the prison. You had negotiators going in who were shocked by what they saw, describing scenes of almost medieval carnage.
And it was motivated by individual battles taking place within the prison, or is it a response to the conditions within the prison itself generally?
Well, these gangs are really quite sophisticated. They are based in prisons and they originated in prisons. It's very easy to corrupt guards in Brazil and to get weapons and cell phones and computers to operate a rather sophisticated business, and that business is drug trafficking, focused on the cocaine trade. The borders that Brazil has with Peru and Colombia and Bolivia, the largest producers of coca and cocaine, are really very porous. So the product comes in through the Amazon, and you have these prison-based gangs fighting for control of that trade, both from within the prisons and on the streets of Brazilian cities. They have operatives in big cities, small cities, small towns. And so this is really a turf war that they're raging. And you had a large prison-based gang coming up from São Paulo wanting to expand its reach into the Amazon River Basin. And you had a rival gang fighting back, essentially. And the leaders of that gang, which is called Família do Norte, or Family of the North, they essentially massacred more than 60 members of that rival gang in a retaliatory move.
And why would they be out of reach of the authorities inside a prison?
Brazilian authorities have been investigating these groups for years, really for decades, and investigating very closely. It emerged in the Brazilian media last night and this morning. They were intercepting text messages and phone calls of leaders of these gangs from inside the prisons that showed that this gang was planning this massacre, planning this retaliatory move against its rival. So the authorities knew about this, but they really couldn't prevent it because they don't have full control over their prisons, unfortunately. Often what you hear from many Brazilians in private settings is that they're quite fine with having prisons be these cauldrons of violence because they believe that the criminals who are convicted of violent crimes and get sent there, that they deserve to live in those conditions, unfortunately.
Simone Romero, Brazil bureau chief for The New York Times. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.